Dynamic Custom Pools. This is Celeste. How can I help you?
Hi, Celeste. It's Tina from Local Splash. How are you?
I'm doing good. Yes, ma'am.
Oh, I'm so sorry about what happened. I called Scott back a couple of times to try to address that issue. He texted me that day that you guys were on the client interview, I guess you came across where you didn't want the call tracking, and then Nikki said someone would call you right back, and then I couldn't call you back because she put a note in there that you wanted it or you would take it for the Facebook ads, but you wouldn't take it for anything else. So I was waiting back from that department to see if that's possible. And then the minute I got a response from them, I started calling Scott, and then he was kind of upset that, you know, he was told that you guys would be called right back. So I definitely apologize. Yeah, she should have said, because what I always say when you know, someone needs a call from another department is you'll get a call back within one business day, even if I know the person's available right now, because sometimes there's variables like that that happen, you know, that we can't control. So, yeah, I apologize, but I wanted to let you know that what I'm going to do to kind of compensate you for that is I'm going to give you an extra week for free on the back end so you don't feel like you missed any time, right? Because your billing date is on the 19th of each month. So I'm going to push it out to the 27th of each month, just so that you have that extra week on the back end and it won't, you know, cost you any missed time.
Okay.
Other than that, do you know of a good time that we can schedule to pick up where we left off as far as the client interview, or would you like us to do the client interview behind the scenes? Because we could do that too, where we just go by, you know, the keywords and the areas and stuff that I put in the notes initially. But if you want to, we can reschedule it.
I grab Scott. We'll go and see if he has time to talk real quick. Hold on.
Okay.
Hey,
thank you.
I've got a color splash of best advertising people on the phone, and she was just wanting to see about rescheduling a call, and I thought I would not be able to answer that. Let me ask real quick. Is it something you can do now or no?
Let me ask. We might be able to accommodate it now. I've got to see if somebody is available. One second here. And let him know that typically we recommend the call tracking so that you can see the results, but I got an approval for you guys. You don't have to have it. So if you want it, it's a great benefit, but you don't have to have it. So it's just a preference. So, yeah, let me ask.
Hold on. Yeah. Let me add Scott to this phone call real quick, just so we can make sure we can get this. Hold on. Yeah, I'll call you right back home. Just so then answer that quick question, all of us real quick. And then if he's got 55 minutes, so he can be on the phone for the next 55 minutes, so we caught him at a good moment. Let me add him to the call real quick.
Oh, good. I'm glad that I caught you. Yeah, I called him a couple times and I kept missing him, and I know he's busy, so I appreciate you for reaching out to him.
All right, we should all be merged together. He's doing something real quick. I need to get the headset on.
No, we're good.
All right. Oh, hi, Scott. How are you?
Hi there. I'm good.
Hi. I was just telling Celeste, because I saw your text last night, I apologize on behalf of the company. Nikki should have not told you that someone's going to call you right back, because she sent that call request to me, but she also put that you guys would take the call tracking number for the Facebook ads, but not with everything else. And so I had to reach out to the verification department and see if that was even possible. And by the time they got back to me, it was the next morning. So I thought, oh, she shouldn't have told you that, you know. So I apologize. I was telling Celeste what I'm going to do to compensate you for that on the back end is I'm going to push your billing out an extra week for free. So rather than being on the 19th of every month, it'll be on the 27th of every month. That way you don't feel like you lost any time. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I'm not sweating all that too much. I just want to get this thing wrapped up so we can stop trying to play phone.
Absolutely. And I know you guys had a hard time even getting a time where both you and Celeste were available. So what I'm trying to do right now is a special request is I have the manager on the line trying to get somebody to take a live transfer so that you guys finish that. That way you don't have to worry about anything, you know.
Yep.
Now, for the call tracking, I want to let you know that typically it's a $300 upsell for our existing clients because it's a really cool feature, and a lot of people absolutely love it, and they pay the extra to have it. For you, I threw it in at no additional cost, but how come you didn't want to have it? Is it just because you already have a call tracking number, or...?
No, it's not that we don't want the call tracking number. It's just she was telling us it has to be on all of our pay-per-click and LSA, and we need to change, I think, the website and our, like, all of our numbers need to change to that number.
Oh, I see.
For everything. That might not be a big problem, like, if this was, like, an internal thing we were doing, but, like, you know, if we're not happy with you guys' service or something and we fire you guys in 6 months, now we have to go back and change business cards. So, like, let's change everything back over. Our website is just a real big hassle. So you tell me if she was right about that or wrong or where I'm thinking about it wrong.
Okay. So refresh my memory. You're using your own website, right? Because I remember looking at it. It was awesome. Okay. Yeah. So with the website, it's recommended that you update it, but you don't have to, okay? But with everything else that we do, we prefer that you have the call tracking number if you want to utilize it, just so that you can see the results that you're getting. And also with the Google Verified local service ads, once you're approved for that and they start sending you those exclusive leads, that's how we track it and make sure that you're not charged for a bogus lead, because through the call tracking number, there's a call history and recording and everything on your dashboard. It's really, really cool. So, you know, I think it's a really cool feature that you probably would want to utilize. Absolutely. I mean, if we're doing pay-per-click and we're doing, you know, Google Verified and we're doing the local business, we would recommend to put it on all of that. But the website, you can have it separate. It wouldn't matter, because I always tell people that, you know, sometimes they'll get leads through their website and they're still a result of this program if they have a contact form on the website and if we're promoting the website, right? So if you can still...
Yeah, the flip side of that would be when they find our website and it didn't come from you, it's still going to attribute it to you.
No, because on the dashboard, Google tracks what's called an action and an impression. So if somebody types in, you know, pool installation near me, for example, and they see you on the first page, and let's say they never call you, they call somebody else, right? That's still an impression. You were found on the first page, so Google will track that. And then Google will track the second step they took to find you, whether they clicked on your website or they clicked to call you. So let's say they clicked on your website and contacted you that way, then yes, you'd see that there was a Google action clicking on your website to reach you, right? But if they found you another way, let's say that someone that used you said, you know, hey, call Dynamic Pools, they're awesome, they'll take good care of you, and they just call you directly and they've already been to your website, that's not going to be tracked as a Google action because they called you directly. You see what I mean? So you'll be able to know.
Yeah, but if somebody sees my truck in traffic in Google's and types in dynamiccustompools.com and then they click on my call tracking number, that's going to attribute it to what you did, not from them seeing my truck, because it would track that number.
Exactly. Possibly right? That would happen if that were the case, if they saw your truck and then they Googled you and then they called through the call tracking number. But the good news is if that happens, it's all free of charge, meaning it's included in the package. So that's not going to be a pay-per-click charge or a pay-per-lead charge, because they found you organically by looking you up on...
Right. It won't charge us anything, but it'll skew the data, right? Because people find our phone number and our website in all sorts of places. I mean, it's on our Meta ads. It's on my Facebook and Instagram and TikTok. It's on my business cards. It's on my truck. I mean, it's everywhere.
Why don't we just leave it off for now? Let's leave it off for now because I don't want your numbers to get skewed. You guys have a really good system. And, you know, I thought it would be a nice, you know, little perk to give you guys free of charge. And I'll still put that in the notes that if you ever want it in the future, you can have it free of charge. They won't charge you extra. But, you know,
I would like it for all of the ads. So, like, all of the pay-per-click, LSA, anything that you guys specifically do, I don't care what number's on all of those. That number can be the call tracking number, and we track every single one that comes in from local Splash, right? Maybe I'm thinking about this wrong because I don't understand marketing, and I'm very willing for that to be the case, you know.
Hold on, let me ask that department for Google Ads and local service ads.
And that's an interesting question. Yeah, because our Google at the moment has had our office phone number this whole time. Because I had thought about connecting the Google Pay to our CRM phone number, and we didn't. So I was, you know, that was the other thought. So
is the phone number?
Is it something that can be hidden? Is it something that can be hidden, like? I don't know how to do that, but it's you know, where they see the 713 our office number, but then when they click it, it's actually calling your hidden number so that it's being tracked, but they still have our office number. Does that make sense? So that later is there things like that that can be done?
I don't think there's a way to do that because when they put a call tracking number, they'll actually purchase a brand new number with your area code, and then they forward the calls to your number. So there's not really a way to do that. So I'm asking that department. Yeah, no, I understand exactly where you're coming from. You don't want your numbers to get. Is the number I'm talking to you on now your CRM number, or is that a different number?
It's the actual office number.
The office number, okay. But that's not integrated with your CRM if you get calls through your office number, or it is?
It is. So if we get calls to our CRM, it gets routed to the office number, correct? So that's why I thought several times now, why don't we just damn near get rid of our office number and just keep the CRM number? But then we started wondering, who the hell owns the CRM number? We actually don't even know.
I see. Well, you know, the cool thing about our call tracking number is that you could absolutely own it in the future if you ever stopped working with us and you wanted to keep that feature because people love it so much. We offer it for only $15 a month where they keep the number and they keep all of the tracking. And, yeah, so it's not something that ever is like, you know, hey, if you stop working with us, you lose all that. You know, you could always keep it. But let me see here.
Hey, Scott?
Yeah?
You've been digging into different things and back end of stuff and somewhat learning some of this stuff and talking to Anas and things like that. When you're talking to the website people and Anas and everyone on all of this stuff, you remember when we were saying that we wanted the website, like the phone number is there and it's clickable and it immediately takes you to your phone and it dials the number, correct? Right? I'm saying that correct?
Yeah.
Okay. So when that happens, that is just like almost like an image of a number, if that makes sense. So it says...
It's an image with a hyperlink, yes.
Right. Can that hyperlink dial their tracking number? Does that make sense?
For what? What would be the purpose?
If we were trying to say that we could keep our number listed, right? If someone wanted to write it down and see it, but then it actually dials the, you know, goes to the track.
Yeah, I think that would be very easy to do, actually.
That's what I was just saying a second ago. Did that? I don't know if that made sense or. I think keeping our website with our number is a good idea.
Yes.
But keeping.
They're telling me they can do that on a special request, but it might be best to keep it consistent everywhere for ranking purposes. So, this is how Google is. There's something called NAP, name, address, phone number, where if something's off, and Google's very finicky, if it's something as little as, you know, on their website they have, you know, www.whateverthebusinessnameinc.com, and then on their Google listing they don't have the Inc. on there or the LLC, things like that throw a red flag and sometimes, you know, hurt their rankings. And the same thing happens with the phone number. So James, he's in my verification department. He's on a chat right now letting me know. And he says, for ranking purposes, it's best to keep it accurate everywhere. However, if client understands this and still wants to proceed in keeping it different on the Google business page and the site, we can try to force an exception by leaving it off on both. We need check on the specifics. If this can
no,
be done.
given that, because I do know that it's weird about that kind of stuff. They want consistency throughout everything.
You're right. Exactly.
I didn't think about that. So, Celeste, I think I'm going to make that decision, and I think we just need to do that call tracking number, because I do want the call tracking.
Okay. Yeah,
I do want it for all the PPC and LSA stuff for sure. And so if I want I know I want that, and I'm worried about the consistency across it, you know, Celeste, I'm not going to make an executive decision there, but.
You say you're wanting to change the number literally everywhere.
Online.
A new number.
It just needs to be online. It'll still route to the 1046. It'll still go to our cell phone and to the CRM. We don't have to change it anywhere else.
Okay. So that's going to be on our website. That's going to be on Google Earth, Google Maps, Google whatever ads.
Google Business Profile, and then the LSA ads and the pay-per-click ads.
And Facebook. All of Anas's Facebook stuff, we're going to change it everywhere.
No, we don't have to change that stuff, I don't think. Do we even have phone numbers on our meta ads?
You'll have it on the meta ads, too, because we're doing Facebook ads, too, for you. So you'll have it on the meta ads.
On yours, though, but not our other guys.
That's a good question. I would think that...
I don't think it'll matter because Google searches won't search for meta ads. Those are in the background. Those are dark. Those aren't live, you know, posts that you can just, that Google will crawl the internet to find. I wouldn't think that would affect our ranking.
No, it absolutely wouldn't affect your ranking. Yeah, and on your Facebook, you could probably even have two numbers listed if you want to do
maybe,
the other one like ads.
Maybe
Peter.
Ask James real quick while you have him in that chat. See what he says.
Yeah, he's great. Okay, so I'm gonna ask James.
Just tell him we have another marketing guy who runs our Meta and Facebook ads. And would having a different number on those affect the Google rankings?
Okay. Facebook ads.
You know, because I know, you know, when I'm listening to these marketing guys, you know. Like Celeste, like Alex Hormozy, he uses a different call tracking number for like everything, for like every ad campaign. He puts a new number on there to see what exactly. He'll run a different number for when he's A/B testing ads. So it would be like one ad is the same copy, the same graphic, the same targeting, but it'll have a different headline. And he'll put a different phone number on each one of those, so he can say, okay, we had 55 calls come from ad A and 25 calls come from ad B, so we know that ad A gets a higher response rate.
Right.
And that's how they track those. It's all through their custom landing pages and phone numbers. So I know that the high level guys use custom tracking numbers for their ads. So I wouldn't imagine that would affect the Google rankings and stuff. Or they just don't care enough because they get so much from their paid ads. I don't know.
Right.
he drives traffic to him. He doesn't wait for it to come to him, you know?
Right. Okay, so we're throwing out a whole new number that's going to be 832 number.
And we don't even have to know it. We don't even have to remember it or know it or anything.
Oh, they'll give it to you, but they'll give you the number so you know and that you can test it and everything, but...
we don't have to give it to people.
Exactly. It's not going to affect your business line, or it's not going to affect your number on your truck. All of that still works, right? That's not going to affect any of that. It's just that it's for tracking purposes, you know, and it's awesome because it also eliminates a large number of spam callers because they'll put a press one, press two greeting on it. So you know how a large number of those are computer generated? So it'll say, you know, if you're a new customer, press 1. If you're an existing customer, press 2. Both options are going to forward to you. But if it's a computer-generated spam call, they can't press 1 or 2. So those will fall off. And when you're connected, it's an actual person on there. You know what I mean? Yep. So.
I don't know if it's got like, yeah, in a while since it has something like that, but yeah.
Okay.
Let's just proceed
because I see that Honey is waiting for me to transfer it, and I don't want her to get another call or something. So I'll try to send you over to her, and then James responded that shouldn't be a problem, but he wants me to verify with Kyle, who's in the Facebook ads department. So I'm asking Kyle, and then he's in the chat that Honey can see. So if he responds, Honey will be able to tell you what it is that he's saying, okay?
All right, sounds good.
Okay, all right, perfect. So give me a second here.
Yeah, Scott, I was just, people are already confused on what number to call and who they're reaching half the time, so. Now we're throwing just another one in there, but
but if we do it like on the website, like you said, with a click number, like click here to call versus having the number listed, they won't even see the number.
Well, no, we said don't do that because that's going to piss off Google.
Oh, I didn't know that. I didn't hear that part. But,
yeah, we're not doing that.
We're just the number consistent across platforms, not necessarily the button.
Yeah, no, you don't want to do that hidden backend stuff. Alright, I think it was a crappy number. It was an 832 number because we didn't think it was going to matter, but 832 numbers are usually cell phones, aren't they?
Not necessarily. Usually, yes, but not always. I don't think people really care about that that much, honestly. I've never looked at a number and went, oh my god, it's an 832 number, I'm not calling that place.
No, you're just like, oh, it's a 777, what the hell is that, sort of thing, but...
This isn't a 777.
I know, yeah.
I'm still here, guys. I'm trying to make sure she can take it because I told her, can I send the call now? And she says, oh, yeah, I just got the call. And I told her, well, no, that wasn't the call because I was asking you if I can send it. So I'm trying to see if not, I'm going to see if Nikki can take it for extension. Number to call field extension.
So how's that going to work? You know, Scott, when they come in through the CRM and we can listen to them through the CRM, is that something we're going to be able to do, or are we now going to have to go into a whole other app to listen to phone calls? If you answered, I couldn't hear you.
Can you hear me or no?
No, you're very echoey.
Really? Am I echoey now?
It's still really echoey. You sound like you're in a Coke can.
That better?
Yeah. Did that make sense what I was asking?
Yeah, I don't know. That's a question for them. I know that we'll have a portal with them. We can listen to it, but I don't know if it'll come through the CRM as well.
I don't think so. If it's going to go... It sounds like it's not going to get connected to the CRM. So then it won't save all the conversations and anytime we call them and things like that, but then I'll have to call them from that other number once we they originally call us. I'll just not call them back.
If somebody calls the 1046 number, where does the call get routed to? Does it come to the cell to you or does it go to the CRM?
It comes to this one. And then I call them, or we end up connecting them to the CRM thing, and then we don't call them from the office number again. The same idea?
Gotcha. So if they call that office number that you have there, the cell phone, then we don't have any calls, we don't have any recordings, right?
Correct.
So same
thing. And that's why I was wanting to put it through the CRM and get rid of the office number back in the day. But then it would all be tracked. So.
Right, but we can't do that. So what this will actually do is that'll solve that problem of that office line not being recorded. Because they're going to call that new number. It's going to route it to the 1046 cell phone, and that's going to record it on their portal. So, yes, it will be another portal, but we'll actually have those calls being recorded.
Just to let you guys know, I've had people do that where it's like a double loop. They have a call recording through their CRM, and then they also get the call recording through our dashboard. So I believe that that's possible, exactly what Scott said.
Yeah, Buzz is worried that, you know, right now the calls come into the office line. Those don't go through the CRM. They come in straight to the 1046, so those aren't recorded at all. So this will record those calls now.
Exactly. That's right. And then you'll have
It's not like we listen to every call anyways. It's like, hey, we actually need to go back and listen to this for some reason. It's not a huge problem.
Oh, my gosh. There's been cool things that have happened. You know, I had a guy that was a roofer, and someone called him for an estimate, but he was up on the roof, and he had tar all over his hands, and he took the address down. And after he got off the roof, he thought, oh, shoot, I don't know where I put that address. And he didn't want to call them back and sound unprofessional.
Right.
So he went back and listened to the call to get the address so he could make the bid.
Yeah, we do stuff like that pretty often. Like, Celeste had a 20-minute call with a customer yesterday, and I went in there and listened to the whole thing and, like, had some changes and updates, and we had a conversation about it. It's nice to have, you know, and then we listen to our – we have a VA in the Philippines, and we'll go back and listen to her calls and then, like, correct her on things she says or does or how she says stuff. It's a handy thing to have.
Okay, great. Well, good news. I have Honey that is available, and she's going to call you back because I'm having a glitch in my transfer. It doesn't give me her extension as an option. Do you want to do the same thing I did, Celeste, where she calls the 1046 number and then you patch Scott in?
Sure, that sounds good.
Okay, she said she's going to call you right now. Oh, it probably, since you already did about 10 minutes, it'll probably only take maybe 20, 30 minutes max to finish it, okay?
Okay, because I've got...
Okay.
I have 35 minutes before I have to walk into an appointment.
Oh, that'll be more than enough time. No worries. Okay, I'll have her call you now, and in the meantime, I always enjoy talking to both of you, so have a great rest of your week, okay?
All right, well, I'll be back.
Thank you. Okay.